Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. Is this about the Eagles offense? Are they back in town? Are we back? It looked that way in the second half. It felt that way when they started throwing that football in the second half. All right, let's talk about it all. A ridiculous comeback by the Philadelphia Eagles. One of the best in franchise history. What does it mean? And how the heck did that happen? Ross Tucker, he joins us every Tuesday. You could follow him on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. All right, Ross, how are we doing today?
Ross. I am doing fantastic, Joe. How are you doing? How are you guys doing?
Well, we're great, especially after the second half. I was not doing great at halftime of that game, Ross. I was like, oh, no, this is. I haven't seen this in years. And then they got up off the mat with an incredible comeback. Ross, take us through your thoughts watching how the Eagles pulled that off on Sunday, because at one point, down 19, it looked like they were about to have their first big loss in a very long time.
Well, so this is an interesting one. This is the first game this year where, unfortunately, I couldn't watch them live because it was the same time as my game, right? So I was doing Titans-Colts for CBS. So what's funny is, you know, during commercial breaks or whatever, I'll check my phone, and I'm convinced it could be a good article or a good show if we just showed my high school friend's text thread. the amount of texts I had in my phone, guys, of people that wanted Petullo fired and how pathetic this is and blah, blah, blah. And then to see the text at the end, and I had one of them was there and took a video. It was remarkable. So then while I'm flying back from Nashville, then I'm able to watch the whole game. So I kind of knew, you know, on some level what had happened. You know, even my wife and daughters were going crazy when Jordan blocked the kick and returned it, and they were telling me about it. So I had a little bit of a different perspective, I guess, Joe. It's kind of fun, by the way, to watch when the Eagles are down like that, if you know they're going to come back and win. But it was stunning, absolutely stunning. I'll say this. I thought they were fortunate that the Rams didn't take better advantage of their opportunities in the first half. I did not think it was Sean McVay's best performance. But, you know, the things that were so encouraging is Jordan Davis again. Joe, Hugh, I got to tell you guys, right? I don't remember if you guys asked me or not in the offseason. I was pretty skeptical when they picked up his fifth-year option. Mm. I would not have done that, I don't think. I guess I'm conservative in nature. And he had not shown me enough through 3 years to guarantee him $12 million 2 years from now, you know, next year in year five. My thought would have been, hey, if he has a good year this year, then we'll give him a new contract during the season or after the season. But I'm not going to guarantee a guy that's done so little $12 million in 2026. Boy, was I wrong. I mean, I don't know what Howie knew that I didn't know, but this is by far the best that guy has ever played. Bond is still a star, and I know Hugh's conspiracy theory or whatever. I guess what I would say is I just don't understand why they love so many of these multiple tight end sets. I really didn't understand it the week when Goddard was out. But even with Goddard back, I don't understand. It's like they prefer Calcaterra out there over Jahan Dotson, and I disagree. And I'll tell you this, okay? I can speak to this from experience, Joe. The less tight ends, the better in terms of blocking, right? You know, like I can't tell you how many times on teams I was on, we would run the ball, and the O-line would all do our job, and the tight end would get their you-know-what kicked by a guy like Hugh, and that's why the running play didn't work. So it's bizarre to me. I would love to hear the guys explain to me why they do play Calcaterra or the second tight end so much. I think they're much better off spreading the defense out more, getting Dotson out there. You give Hurts another quick answer, but also it lightens the box. There's one less guy in the middle for when you do run it. So let's hope that the transition from them being heavy 12 and 13 personnel, which for those of you that have no idea, that just means two and three tight ends with the one back. Let's hope they transition to more 11 personnel like they did in the second half, which is just one tight end. It seems like it's pretty clearly their best personnel grouping.
No question. The more spread out, and Jalen had more room to operate. The whole offense had more room to operate. Quickly on the Davis point, yeah, I was with you, Ross, and Howie may have saved himself having to give out a $100 million contract in March to keep Jordan Davis, because if he was a free agent, he may have been playing himself to a huge dollar amount next offseason. So that's out. He's here at least for next year. We'll see after that. But, Ross, offensively, when you watched it in the second half, besides the formational change, what changed? Because, you know, we have Hugh's theory that Petullo was stripped of play calling. We have the theory that, hey, the Eagles just had to throw, so they had no choice, and they gave the ball to Jalen and said, let's cook. They remembered AJ was there. Like, what did you notice? Did the Rams play differently? Was it all the Eagles? What happened as they went from no offense to unstoppable in the second half?
Well, I think it is a little combination of all of those things. You know, certainly if you're the Rams, I think that interesting thing is I didn't notice that it was like a lot more zone coverage, because it felt like on those plays where A.J. Brown was just deboing that dude that they were still in man coverage. So I don't, you know, because typically what happens is when a team has a 3-score lead like that, they start to play a lot more, we'll call it shell or cloud coverage.
Yeah, the umbrella,
which just means
on the back
end. two deep guys, four deep guys, whatever, right, to not let anything over the top. And then what happens, Joe, is you complete a ton of passes underneath. The offense moves the ball well. You get down the red zone. A lot of times maybe you settle for a field goal or not. At the end of the game, the quarterback stats look pretty awesome, and you're like, why didn't they do that the whole game? Well, they didn't do it the whole game is because the defense wasn't playing soft zone the whole game. I don't know that that was the case with the Rams. The most encouraging thing from the game, I would say, is that that's the best A.J. Brown has looked this year. You know, I'd seen some tape of people putting out where they were kind of questioning, you know, whether or not he was 100% healthy. Man, he looked awesome in that game, the way he took over physically. You know, I say this all the time. Is there another receiver in the league built like him? I mean, he's 6'1", 230. 6'1", 230 is that is like the power running backs that we watched when we were in the 90s. You know what I mean? Like, that's a thick, powerful body. And they're going to put Emmanuel Forbes on him, who weighs like $165. That's exactly what that should look like. It should look like AJ catching it and then manhandling a guy that he has 65 pounds on.
Ross, let's spin this forward. Sunday at the Bucs. A lot of discussion now. Should this be the offense? Should they flip this thing and throw it more? First few games, it feels like teams are selling out to stop the run. The box is heavy. You mentioned the tight ends. Maybe they can kind of free it up by throwing more early, but that hasn't been their MO for over a year now. Ross, in terms of the philosophy moving forward, do we think it changed because of Sunday, or was that a one-off?
I'd like to think that it changed to the point. Now, listen, this is all defense dependent. This is all game plan dependent. What the opposition's doing, obviously. I think most people are smart enough, especially in Philly, to realize that. But let's just say, I hope, what we can talk about, people are going to talk about run-pass ratio. a lot of that is, you know, dependent on the script, the game script. Let's all just root for more 11 personnel, right? The more Jahan Dotson or Darius Cooper, anybody, the more they have a third receiver out there, the better I'll feel, because it gives Hurts another answer quickly in the passing game, and it should actually open up lanes. I wouldn't be surprised, Joe, if they go more 11 personnel and then Saquon goes off, right? Where it's more spread out, more receivers, but then the defense gets worried about that and Saquon goes off. Remember, this is a Bucs team, okay, that has embarrassed the Eagles the last two times they played. They played twice in 2024, once in the playoffs last January or the January before, whatever, and then once last year. The Bucs won by 3 scores both times. The Eagles kind of owe these guys one. Todd Bowles thinks he has Jalen Hurts' number, and maybe he does. I'm really hoping, you know, I know a couple Bucs fans, and they bring it up all the time. I'm like, well, why don't you guys go ahead and win something then? But I'm really hoping the Eagles can take care of business here so that the Bucs can't think they have this, like, magic voodoo doll on Hurts, Sirianni, and the Eagles.
Ross, last one for you. I know it's early, but, you know, watching the first few weeks of the season, Eagles go to Kansas City and win. Last night, Detroit walks into Baltimore and pushes them around. There's been this feeling that the AFC, because they have the great quarterbacks, like, that's the conference. Ross, it feels to me like the NFC is better than the AFC. The AFC has Josh Allen and Mahomes and obviously Burrow's hurt and Herbert and Lamar, but it feels to me like the NFC is the stronger conference. Would you agree?
I'm not sure about that. I know people are saying that right now, Joe, but first of all, I think the Chargers and Colts are both legitimately good. You know, they're both undefeated. I did the Colts Sunday. They look really good.
Is this Daniel Jones thing for real?
Yeah. I mean, it absolutely is. And like the Giants, this might be as embarrassing as the Giants' record's been in recent years. How do you let your star running back go and he becomes the offensive player of the year in the league, and then you let your quarterback go? I mean, Daniel Jones right now would be the offensive player of the year in the league. Now, there's a long way to go, but it's such a bad look for the Giants that their two foundational skill guys that they moved on from are both like stars in the other team that they go to. And I still believe, listen, I know they're 1-2, but I think the Ravens are really good still. I think the Chiefs will absolutely be in this thing until the end. I think the Broncos at 1-2 are still pretty good. Meanwhile, in the NFC, you know, Bosa is like a player you can't lose for the Niners. Like, there's certain guys you can get by with. You can't get by losing your best defensive player, like your only known pass rusher like that. They might still have a good year, but they're not going to the Super Bowl now. And then these other teams, I don't know. I mean, the Vikings, the Packers just lost to the Browns. So I know that's the theory right now, Joe. I'm going to disagree. I'm going to still say AFC.
It's going to be fun to watch as it plays out. And that is a huge loss for the Niners with Bosa. Ross, we appreciate it as always. Have a great week, and we'll talk next time.
Have a good
one. Sounds great. See you guys.
There he goes. Ross Tucker there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Who joins us every Tuesday. Did you hear what he said there at the end?
What's
Daniel
that?
Jones, Offensive Player of the Year?
Yeah, I kind of said, I didn't go that far to say it, but I did say he was.
Who had that for, I guess, the Takes Friday? None of us.
No, that would have been a good one to have. My goodness.
I mean, hold on. OPOY, though, like, well, I was going to say, might as well just give him the MVP.
Yeah, I might just check the odds on that one while we're talking here. Man, see if I can make a few bucks on that.
Yeah, that might be a nice little bet.
Yeah, I mean, before the season, it was probably like 300 to 1. I don't know what it is right now. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, Marple Mac in Malvern wants to talk about the Rapture, and this is your fault, Hugh Douglas. Marple Mac, how we doing?
Pretty good. Actually, Hugh Douglas was right when he said, no man knoweth the hour. That's actually right. Jesus said that. So it's real simple, and I'm not a great theologian. If you take when Jesus said that, and then you look at Hebrews 13:8, mm-hmm. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, when did he say it? Yesterday. So how can these pastors or theologians with those two verses come out and say they know? Ridiculous.
I don't know much, but I agree with that. Yeah, it's ridiculous. I don't think today's the day, Marple Mac. It doesn't feel like it to me.
No. And the reason why he didn't tell us when is because if everybody knew when, well, I better start going to church and getting right. Well, he doesn't want us to know because he wants us to live for him now.
Of course, yeah. I mean, that's what I tell Hugh every day. He doesn't listen to me.
Thanks, guys, for letting me share that. And you have a great day.
You got
God
it,
bless.
Marple Mac. Appreciate it. That's on you.
What do you mean? He's living his truth.
Well, that's a step up from that.
He's living his truth.
That's a step up from the last inclusive call with you and Marple Mac.
Well, I mean, you know, he was talking to Joe. So we're all inclusive here. We allow everybody to have a safe space.
You guys had a little bit of a spat.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm not mad at it.
Wait a minute now. Now you're getting cranked up.
He has a safe space here.
You just thought you could bring up the Rapture and no one would want to talk about it.
Well, I'm just saying, I was told the Rapture was today. That's all. And I was just, I mean, I'm not, you know, it's a little bit too late to be trying to get prepared for it. I just need to know how I'm going to move as far as tomorrow's concerned.
Yeah, you know what the worst part when I see Hugh is right on the board? I don't know if people are talking about the Eagles, the coordinator,
or the Rapture.
I need less Hugh is right. Brian in the Northeast thinks Hugh is right about something. What's up, Brian?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey,
what's up, Brian?
What's up? Hey, what's going on? I just got to say, Hugh, live your truth.
I'm living my truth.
And away
live
we go.
Truth,
there it is.
Living my truth.
What truth are we talking about? The Rapture, the coordinator? What are we doing?
The coordinator.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm joking. But in all seriousness, we don't know if it was Jalen or if that was the original play call. I feel as though, like, people think, like, maybe Jalen did change up the play because we've seen that he called an audible at the line.
Right.
So maybe we might think, like, you know, maybe Jalen is calling the shots on his own. But we don't know. I mean, the only people that will know is Jalen and the people on the sideline. But I think the Eagles will do well in the season. I think, you know, as the time goes by, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. We always figure it out.
Well, that's the one thing about them for a long time is that no matter how it looks, they end up winning the game, which is amazing because they've won in a million different ways the last year. Brian, we appreciate the phone call.
Did we get anywhere with that call?
Well, he wants
nobody actually knows who was calling the plays.
He wants you to live his truth.
The Eagles will be okay, probably.
You feel good after that?
Yeah, I feel great. I feel great for both of those calls. Marple Mack and the other guy, they listening. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm getting through to people. I mean, third eye. I'm working overtime today. I feel good.
All right. Okay. You feel good?
I feel awesome.
Yeah, poisoning the minds of the fan base.
Poison.
Yeah. What is this? Andy in Westchester. Is Chris from Chris trying to trade Cam Scataboo after that nonsense call yesterday? What's up, Andy?
Yeah, figured out why he's trying to hype him up so he could trade him.
Oh, this is a real Hugh Douglas move, trying to trick people. Yep.
Wait, what do you mean? Also, mm-hmm. I just figured out, you know why you know it's not the Rapture?
Why?
Hugh's not making sense yet.
Yeah, that could be.
I feel attacked.
You should be.
I feel attacked.
But yeah, I get a message today, and I look, and I see Scataboo for who was it? I don't remember. Just ignored it and kept moving on because I'm driving.
You know, as I look now, I think I also have a Cam Scataboo trade offer from
people,
Chris.
People get rid of Scataboo?
No, it's Chris. He tried to hype him up on the radio just to trade him to all of us.
Okay, gotcha.
I do.
Gotcha.
I do. I have a trade request here. No, we're not doing that one.
I'm gonna ban him again.
Nope, yeah. He's going to have to hear about that one. Yeah, he's trying to get Trey McBride. No, we're not doing that. Nope, not happening.
Yes.
All right, go ahead, Andy. Should they be a pass first team?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of a no-brainer at this point. Not that I think they should abandon the run, but obviously people are ready for him to be a run-first team, so you've got to start at least throwing the ball, coming out of the gate so that they can set up the run. It's not like it's a new concept.
No, it's not, and it's the give and take, right? Like if they are selling out to stop the run, you got to throw it. Andy, we appreciate the phone call. I guess when I think of pass first, it's like becomes the identity. Last year they were run first. They were a running football team last year.
No, I think when I say it has to be more of a threat. And if that means starting the game throwing the ball, then that's what it needs to be, because you need to loosen up that defense so that you can allow Saquon to do some of the things that he's been able to do.
Yeah, I do wonder how, and I think Sirianni spoke to this when he was on with the morning show, talking about the players. Like, remember Joe brought up the part of the cut with Jalen and Pam Oliver, and then mm-hmm. Sirianni said to them,
"You took part of the cut, you didn't play the whole thing."
Right. The other part that I think Jalen was referencing was we did that to ourselves.
Yes.
And I wonder how much early in these games is, like, it's a pass play, right? Like they call some pass plays in the first half of games. Does Jalen need to let it rip? You know what I mean? Like, how much of it is the play calling is stunk maybe early in games versus there's a pass play called and Jalen isn't airing it out versus the second half?
It's probably a little bit of all of that.
Because in the second half, he played like with a sense of urgency, right? Like
he played loose.
And obviously,
he didn't play tight.
They had no time to waste. Like, he had to move them down the field on every possession. There were no possessions you could waste. I think part of it, too, is when they do call pass plays, whether or not it's 50-50 or 60-40, the ratio on Sunday, he's got to let it rip early because, you know, that will help back the defense off, too. Herb in the Northeast is in the hospital. Herb.
Yeah, what's happening?
Herb, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm up here at Doylestown Hospital yesterday and today. But
you all right? What's going on?
No, it's my friend. Oh. He had it. Catheterization, and so you got some other things.
Okay, well, we wish her the best. We wish her the best. Yeah.
Okay.
Are you keeping her company?
Anyway,
yeah,
because I'm a friend, a very special friend of the family. So.
Okay, well, that's nice of you, Herb. Yeah.
Anyway, I couldn't call yesterday, and I tried to call this morning. I was driving up here, to Doylestown Hospital. So. I told you guys last week about that Goddard had to get in, and we needed a tight end to go down the field. Okay?
You called that, and then the first touchdown, boom.
Either you or his name, okay? I've been saying
the other
we
guy.
Need a legitimate tight end, okay? I'm going to talk about a few other things, okay? Tempo and no huddle.
You writing this down here? Tight
half,
ends, tempo, no huddle.
They were just laying around. First of all, they had some bad field position.
Yes.
Okay, three of the kicks, them guys fumbled. You can't fumble those balls.
What was that with Mechie and Bigsby?
Yeah,
catch the ball.
New guys.
We claimed someone yesterday. Maybe he's going to do that.
We got to get somebody that can handle it.
Well, they did. They claimed someone. What was his name? Gibson? Xavier? I think that guy.
So.
This call couldn't have waited.
Anyway, let me walk. She's having a colonoscopy tomorrow.
That's a whole lot.
She got some blood.
A whole lot of
blood in
detail.
In the,
okay. We hope everything goes okay.
She's 81 years old.
Wow.
So, anyway.
Could have called us tomorrow.
The issue is, did you watch the game? I only watched the first half yesterday. Last night.
Yeah, it was a good game. A good game. Lions run that ball.
Triple formation.
Did you see this one? He was talking
about.
Yeah,
I watched with my daughters.
Three. You had 1, 2, 3 backs. One went to the left. The other one went to the right. What I'm telling you is these teams that because we ran the ball a lot and he got over 2,000 yards last year, everybody's bringing 5 and 6 up in the box. And they couldn't figure this out. Okay, and the Tampa is going to do the same thing.
So you want to air it out? Tampa, you want to air it out on Sunday?
So
throw the ball.
Well, yeah, you got it.
You got it.
I mean, they got to figure this out because this we've looked bad.
Herb, what do you think of Hugh's theory that they took away play calling from Petullo? Jalen Hurts was calling the plays in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, I believe that Jalen Hurts is capable of calling his own plays.
You got Herb buying in. You got Herb.
Okay, so you're giving a guy $50 million, okay, he should be able to know who he wants to go to, this and that.
Of course.
But the problem is, okay, also, is you got to have the right, okay, you got to have the right personnel in the game, okay? I want to see the fullback. I want to see a guy blocking, okay? And I want to see the ball.
I'm kind of done with the fullback, Herb. I know you're a fullback.
I don't want to run straight up the middle dives. I want to see sweeps, left or right, okay, when they run the ball. And I want to see the guard coming out and pulling and bang, bang, hitting that linebacker and knocking them right down on the – knock them right to the ground.
Okay, so we got – you take all those notes, Hugh? No.
But I hear what he's talking about.
Yeah, the guard. You got to pull the guard,
The passing game opens up the ground game.
That's what we need to do. All right, Herb, we appreciate you. Good luck with everything. Hope your friend is going to be okay there and gets in good health very quickly. So Herb from the hospital. Marple Mack, Herb from the hospital, all in the same hour.
Herb gave us a lot of information that we really didn't need.
Well,
I hope she does better.
We wish the best.
That whole catheter thing, that kind of... kind of blew my mind.
He just was giving
you
a little detail.
Calls about triple option and tempo. Cannot wait.
No, when you got to take, you got to take.
You're talking about the catheter thing.
Yeah.
I ain't even know all that.
215-592-9494. All right, NFL updates to get to. We got a quarterback benched in the NFL and a major update for an Eagles draft compensation pick next year. We'll get to all that. Plus, kiss the baby. You know the game we play, trying to create a perfect playoff field. You guys play along with us. There is a listener team to be part of it. 215-988-1258. 215-988-1258 to hop in right now. Caller number one, you will make the pick for the listeners. We eliminate another team from postseason contention each week. We'll give you all the details when you call in. 215-988-1258. Caller number one to play Kiss the Baby on the other side. Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet. Bet $5. If it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets. Use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines. Whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download the FanDuel app today and get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.